of Almighty Yah, we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast for Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rests upon you in a mighty way, and that your desire of all things is to please Him. What a climactic time that we are living in. The soon expectation of Messiah, the coming glorious King of Israel. And that is the hope of those that are born again by the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh. I sit here on this, as many throughout this nation and around the world, as they prepare for their All Hallowed Day, such pagan mockery of Yahweh, as many will be given over unto these seductive spirits. Halloween, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you name them. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's Day, birthdays, and all kinds of days, excluding the feast days of Yahweh. And they're irrelevant in the hearts of men today, for they do not think that they have any credence at all, nor do they believe that the name of Yahweh has any purpose or any authority in that name, Yahweh, and that is the only name. And so this religious world, you will find it in the Baptist whorehouse, the Methodist whorehouse, the Anglican, the Catholics, Muslims, in these whorehouses of ecumenicalism. That is why they all have their generic form as to whom Yahweh is. They call Him God. And so with that, they can think of Him in any capacity, or they can imagine Him to be what they perceive or want Him to be. And so what they do, they have these ideas as to whom this, quote, God is, unquote. And they all have their own rituals as how they serve, quote, this God, unquote. Yet, they are separated from Yahweh, for they do not know Him. Getting back to their pagan rituals, their pagan days, their pagan worship celebrations, as they come together on the first day of the week, Yahweh never told us in Scripture to remember the first day. He said, and He meant what He said, to remember the Shabbat, the seventh day, and keep that day pure from any entanglements of the world. And as men, many in this nation, parents, children alike, what an ignorant generation is a very sottish generation, as those that call themselves shepherds are very sottish. They are ignorant. They are stupefied. They have no true revelation of whom Yahweh is. And so on the eve of this perverted day of satanic or Luciferianism, the high day of their priests, they will gather in their synagogues of darkness, in their whorehouses of darkness, and they will be empowered with these vile, unclean spirits that will overcharge them. They will take their children out under this mastery of devil power by Satan from this Druid paganism, and they will take them out to beg, trick, and treat, and they will dress in all kinds of grotesque types of characters, these vile, corrupt beings of darkness, devil powers that they submit to. And the parents are more energetic about it than the children. They have no thought of taking their children into what they call horror houses. Yet this perverted generation will not even darken the doors of Yahweh's house with these rebellious children that rebel against Yahweh. Now, the reason this nation gives itself over unto this vile spirit, because this is a nation that is steeped in witchcraft. I know, my friends, you think that witchcraft is simply going out and trying to conjure up some kind of spirit. That is a part of it. It is in total rebellionish against Yahweh, as Saul was. For rebellionish is as the sin of witchcraft. There's parative there. They are equal. They have the same significance as to what spirit rules when a man or one rebels against Yahweh. But this nation has rebelled like all the nations of the world. They will not keep Yahweh's Shabbat. They will not even consider the feast days, not at all. Yet they will go forth in these pagan celebrations as hallowed wing, this unscrupulous satanic ritual. They offer up their children unto these beings of darkness. You find this that night, tomorrow night, as I speak to you on this eve of what this pagan generation call a day of fun. They think that it is frivolity, but that is not so. It is one whereby the very powers of hell that they are celebrated, they are esteemed, they are acknowledged. And isn't that amazing? Because most of the people, as they dress in their customary costumes, that is the spirit that is literally in them. They will take time to find them a costume that is fitting for them. Some will dress as harlots, some as grotesque aliens, as they are called. And they rebel against Yahweh not to even be a part of this kind of divination. It is a wicked, vile thing. We that are called of Yahweh, you should not participate in any way at all, should you participate in this vile activity that they call Halloween. And as this corrupt thing that calls herself, and she is a church, she is not the assembly of Yahweh or the tabernacle of Yahweh. She is a whorehouse, and that is that Catholic identity. She has taken these rituals and tied them all together to give you an All Saint Day. Isn't that mockery of Yahweh? And because this is such a rebellious nation, it rebels. You see it in your children. You see it in yourself. It is one that will not heed nor give itself over unto constructive government. And what Yahweh does, he sends a spirit of witchcraft. He spins divination and Baalism. He sends them false messiahs or prophets, what he sends them. Because only Messiah is the anointed of Yahweh. He sends them Christos and Christes that they receive. And these people will gather on tomorrow, adults and children. And it falls on the eve of the Shabbat. And as the Shabbat begins to unfold, they will, at their highest pinnacle of their ecclesiastical, ecumenical ritual, they will begin their worship. They will go out and they will call upon these deities of darkness. These powers, these wicked, unsavory spirit, and they will be filled with drunkenness, drugs, lewdness, every kind of vile thing there is. Is this appropriate for one that calls themselves or call themselves saints of Yahweh? It is very inappropriate for you to say that you are a child of Yahweh and you participate in these activities by any means, by buying the reduced candy when the sale goes on. You ought not to do that. It is sacrificial candy and types of treats and goodies. You ought not to be a part of that. You ought not to eat any of it, for it is sacrifice unto devils and spirits of darkness. And for you to go and to consume that trash that is specifically made and wrapped for this pagan day, you are walking in witchcraft. Your mind and your spirit is in rebelliousness against Yahweh. And for you to eat one piece of the candy, you have received that which is sacrifice unto the powers of darkness. For you to sit down on their Easter or their Christmas dinners, where the houses are filled with unclean meat, the swine, all kinds of unclean things they eat, swine, their hams, and all of this trash. Yet you give yourself over unto that. You are receiving the sacrifice that is sacrifice unto a deity of darkness. You cannot say you're walking in the counsel of Yahweh and receive that. When one rejects Yahweh's truth, he rejects them as well, as he did with Saul. For some reason, we perceive in our philosophical thinking, in our intellectual properties, that Yahweh has changed because we are living in a modern-day sophisticated society. We have all of the amenities that give certain gratification to our flesh, stimulates us in our intellectual debates, and we perceive that this, quote, God that is perceived to be as one that is a hybrid and generalized being, to my determination, as I express him, that is what he is to me. That is not so, my friend. For you as a child of Yahweh, to give yourself into any participation in these activities, you have denied the faith. Yet you will frown upon Passover, Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, Tabernacle. You will frown upon those. Yet you will give yourself wholehearted over unto a pagan day like Halloween, a pagan day like Christmas, pagan like Easter, pagan like Valentine's Day, pagan like Halloween and Thanksgiving. Well, we are thankful unto, quote, God on that day, unquote. What God? Is that the day of the gluttony of your spirit? You're thankful unto that God of your belly? To that God of your lust? The God of your greed? When men will fill their faces as beasts, they will fill their guts as beasts, they will eat the swine meat. And all of these celebrations, they're done with unclean meat, swine, and drunkenness. And we say that this is of Yahweh. And they say, well, quote, Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm quite sure your Jesus is, unquote. But Yahshua is not the reason for this pagan thing we call Xmas. He's not a part of it. He's not even found in it. And he gives this generation over unto these pagan witchcraft spirits. And by doing that, they are brought into condemnation, and whereby they will be lost into darkness without the knowledge of this truth. They promote things like Freddy Krueger, these satanic, sadistic type of men with their murderous intent, and these types of movies will sell briskly at this time of the year. They will sit their children down and indoctrinate them with these devil powers that they are given over unto them, that their minds are seduced from them by these devils and the power of the devil, and yet they will not give them over unto the instructions of Yahweh, where they will pray, fast, where they will cry out, where they will seek Yahweh, where they will deny their flesh. That is immoral to these wicked people that are given over unto Baalism. And that is all it is. It is a lordship. And that is what Baal is. Messiah is not Lord. He is the Son of Yahweh. He is Yahweh manifested unto us. The scripture tells us, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, that uses divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch. Now there should not be any of that among us, as we call ourselves saints of the Most High Yahweh. Do you hear that? There should not be amongst us that kind of a spirit and that type of determination. Yahweh warned the house of Israel. He said, "When you come into the land which Yahweh, thy great Elohim, giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abomination of those nations." And there are many nations within this nation that we call America. There are nations of divination, witchcraft, corrupt cultures that produce this satanic and sadistic mind that has no love of Yahweh's truth. It is a mind that is filled with vanity, and it is void of Yahweh's truth. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts, broadcasting live as we emanate across this frequency that you are listening to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. We do want to hear from you, our listeners, friends, and our supporters of this labor of love Yahweh has placed in my heart. Tonight, I do want the telephone to ring. I want to hear from all of you that are listening to the broadcast. It will only take you a few seconds. You dial this telephone number, area code 843-658-6222. Now, everyone that will call tonight, I will send you out a message that was preached in our tabernacle by Pastor Roberts concerning the declaration of the name of Yahweh and the power of that declaration. His name declared. You simply call Pastor Roberts. Leave your name, your address, and zip codes, and we will get that profound message out to you. Now, all you have to do is call me. And you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Again, that telephone number. Area code 843-658-6222. We want to know how the broadcast is coming into your area and the clarity of the frequency tonight, and we will bless you for that. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Robert sitting here live, broadcasting to you wherever the broadcast is heard throughout the United States of America and other parts of this world. It does not reach the entire world, but there are segments and places in the world that this frequency does touch. We do want to hear from our listeners and friends, and we will send you out a gift, a message entitled, The Declaration of Yahweh's Name. We cannot denounce His name, but we must declare, as Messiah declared the Father's name, we must declare it. That is why we have all of this ecumenicalism, as we see in the pagan worship of Halloween, Christmas, Easter. Do you not realize that those of what they call, quote, other faiths, unquote, they participate in these activities, knowing well that they are very pagan. They have no shame of that. They are Muslims that will participate in this activity that we call Christmas or Xmas, and they will be participate in this, and they will be a part of the activities. There are those that call themselves Pentecostals, apostolic, and they relish at this time of the year where their natural kinsmen will come, the drunkards, the whoremongers. It makes no difference. The pedophiles, the freaks, the liars, the extortioners, the drunkards. And they will invite them into their homes to celebrate these pagan rituals. Yet those that they call brothers and sisters in their faith, yet they will not even invite them to their homes. You tell me that that is the spirit of Yahweh? No, it is the spirit of their God. Their God. For the apostolic, they have a God that is different than the Baptist God. The Baptist God is different than the Holiness God. And the Holiness God is different than the Lutheran's God. And the Lutheran's different than the Presbyterian. Yet they all say they call upon the name of God. They use this hybrid, universal, ecumenical type of title that is not offensive. So one that is a Lutheran, they can keep their pagan activities like Halloween. They can, in the Anglican communion, they can ordain their homosexual bishops. And yet they can speak to the Pentecostal, and they can talk about, quote, God, unquote. And the Pentecostal will know that they are talking about God, but what God? And yet they will receive them. Yahweh is His name. He is perfect, and His ways are perfect. And that name is a name that is self-existing. Gods are made. The scripture calls Satan the god of this world. Is that not so, my friends? That is what it calls him. You will see the great manifestation of that on tomorrow night. The fires in Detroit, Michigan, they will set their fires. They will do all kind of reveling and banqueting tomorrow night. The children will be drunk with candy and sugar and syrup and games. who watch the Freddy Kruegers and these demonic powers and spirits would permeate the land. And only those that are in Messiah, Yeshua, the Lamb, they will escape this vile thing, for true saints of Yahweh ought to be resting. That is why you ought not to be in the midst of this insidious power that is going to usurp authority over many. I believe that the saints of Yahweh, if they truly love each other, they ought to press to be with one another. They ought to live by each other, live in communion with each other. The world does it. The homosexual have the gated community, the rich, the blacks, the Caucasians, the Jews. You call yourselves saints and you despise one another. You can't even live with each other. You can't even tolerate each other. Something is wrong in your spirit. This is a vile generation. It is a very corrupt one. And yet when it comes to these corrupt things of divination, observing times, their enchanters, they practice their divinations. They observe, that's what divination is. They observe the signs. They practice it. They take their omens. And that's what divination is. Will they not practice on tomorrow this divination of Halloween? You, my friend, that say you are a saint and say you love Yahweh, you are perverted if you give any ounce of strength or credence to this vile thing that is called Halloween, Easter, Christmas, any of those pagan days. Mother's Day, Father's Day, they are all steeped in ritualized pagan divinations, and that is what it is all about. And you will find the people out tomorrow. They will go out as charmers and consulters of familiar spirits. That is what they will do. They will walk as wizards and necromancers. They will do all those things on tomorrow. And yet many will die because of the vile spirit that will be unleashed tomorrow. It's pagan. Yahweh gives them over unto these abominations. These are unclean things. Yahweh said, for all that do these things are an abomination unto Yahweh. And because of these abominations, Yahweh thy Elohim doth drive them out before thee. He's driving their hearts away from him, giving them over unto these spirits of divination and necromancing. The mothers will take their sons and their daughters, and the fathers will set things up for their hallowed party. How is that? Can that be, my friend? It cannot be so. Well, that's my mother, so I respect her wishes. Your mother is a wicked woman. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? It is quite simple what I'm saying. You dishonor Yahweh for an unholy, unwise, vile thing. You dishonor Yahweh because of a mother. What a sinful thing that is. Yahweh says for us not to be a part of it. Well, my mother brought me up this way. She may have brought you up with great intentions. And because her motive was pure and sincere to bring you up in some fear and nurture, that Yahweh, as he sent forth his word, that it can penetrate that veneer and seal the hope of his truth in your heart. So he has men like Pastor Roberts and men throughout this nation and around the world that declare his name and the truth of what he expects of us. He does not expect us to be a participant in these vile, serpent, Satan-worshipping activities that opens the doors to all kinds of corruption and destruction of a man's soul. Israel caused their children to pass through the fire. Do you not understand that this is a fire? It's going to consume your children. It is some form of a supernatural fire. It's going to burn out their souls, the love for anything that is truth. These powers of darkness empower them whereby they rebel against you, they fight, they kick, and you think it's just a little simple, fun, trivial thing, but you open the door, my friends, to every kind of vile thing there is to cause them to be lost. Yahweh doesn't want you to do that. You cannot be a part of this divination and enchantment that they're going to go out and howl tomorrow night, and they're going to sing, and they're going to observe, and they're going to practice, and they're going to act like a pack of fools on tomorrow. The city of Detroit, they will make sure that every available officer is on duty to try to circumvent the fires that will go forth. You tell me this is of Yahweh. He said, and they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fires. And these children will walk the streets begging, not even realizing the tradition of this hallowed or this pagan activity. They dress up like that because when the unclean spirits would come, they would trick the spirits as though they were one of them. Well, they are one of them. That's why they dress up like these spirits. And they will leave treats for these vile things that they will not do them any harm. Now, this is the pagan ritual whereby Halloween is steeped in. The only thing you have to do is go to your library and look up in the encyclopedia, and you will find its roots, its originality, its origin right there. And you will still defy that. You will still denounce it and say that Pastor Roberts is a kook. He is a party pooper. He doesn't speak things to give us some kind of sense of control. You're no more your own. And the one that is in control, he is able to orchestrate our lives whereby we can please him. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do want to hear from you tonight that we may know how the broadcast is reaching out to Yahweh's remnant. I do want to hear from you that are listening tonight. I want you to call me. You dial this number, and you may do it now. All of you that will call, I have a gift that I will send you. I have a profound message that was preached in our tabernacle, the title, The Declaration of Yahweh's Name. It must be declared. All I want you to do is call. Leave your name, your address, and zip code, and I will send that to you as a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. The telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. You call us and let us know how the reception is. Pastor Roberts, as a gift from the Voice of Victory, will send you out a message entitled The Declaration of Yahweh's Name and a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. Now let me hear from you tonight, my friends, supporters, you that are listening. Let us know how the broadcast and the frequency is coming in. What an eventful time. that is ahead of us. Satan is making preparation as he goes through mock. That is what Halloween is. It is a mock for the day of his total exposure upon the earth. So he's doing it with a mock play. And see how men will receive him. And you will find this nation tomorrow night as I sit here in our radio broadcast studio at Victory Community, October the 30th, 2003. They will go forth with a great zeal on the 31st. And from that moment you will begin to see the tingleizing of the transformation of this feast time of darkness from now until what they call their New Year's party and their resolutions, whereby there is no cleansing at all in it. That is their cleanser, their New Year's resolution. There's only one cleansing power, and that is the blood of Messiah that cleanses us from all of our sins. And you're not going to be cleansed any other way. The nation will be steeped with divination and enchantment on tomorrow. They will walk in their false visions because these lying charlatans, these false men, they speak to them by divination. As Jeremiah said, "Then Yahweh said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither speak I unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision of divination, and the things of naught, and the deceit of their heart." And that is what they will go forth tomorrow. They will go forth in divination, false lies. Their drunkenness will fill their hearts. And they literally think that they are someone or something that they are actually are not. And they lose all insight and all vision as to whom Yahweh truly is. Do you know him tonight, my friend? Or do you know this hybrid God that you have orchestrated in predicting unto him what things you want, how you want to walk, how you want to live in this ecumenical type of community? Do you know the one that is self-existing, Yahweh? There are many gods, and they all are made. Yahweh is self-existing. People fight against that. They despise the name of Yahweh. They reject that. Their traditions make void the truth of Yahweh. They spat upon that name like they did Messiah because he came in the Father's name. Yahweh does not want us a part of these false divinations and these vanities, these vain visions, and this divination that has filled the house today. You ride by these polluted whorehouses, they will be selling pumpkins and all kinds of false, idolatrous trinkets to participate in this day of divination, enchantment, and witchcraft. It is not the desire of Yahweh that his house would be any part of this kind of fractious type of situation. It brings fracture to the body, and it is of Satan. It is his commanding troops that go forth, and we that are spiritual, we submit ourselves unto Yahweh. We don't resist his truth. We obey what he says. We will do what he tells us and commands us to do. And because of our submitting unto him, we can resist the power of hell, and that spirit will flee. And if you will not obey Yahweh and submit yourself unto him, you will be given over unto these corrupt, vile spirits that will go forth even as I speak today. If they are encamped about the homes, the cities, the areas that you are in and we are in, but we that are under the umbrella and the protection of Yahweh, Satan has no power to seduce and to draw us away from this profound power that is exercised through obedience. And there is where the power of Yahweh is exercised through obedience. Men say that they have power, but there's very little power today because men will not obey Yahweh. They will not receive Messiah. Yeshua the Lamb, that is the only name whereby salvation is the name, Yeshua. That is why we, in this nation, those that are known as, quote, the Orthodox Jews, are those that are the tribes of Israel. They will not receive your gospel today. They will not give credence to the New Testament because they know. You can never deduct the name of Jesus out of the Old Testament. There is only one name you can deduct out of the Old Testament, and that is Yeshua. Because the Father's name is Yahweh, and the Son came in that name. Now what will transpire tonight? They will go forth in all kinds of names. Names of gods, vile spirits. They will go forth in the name of Satan, Darth Vader, Frankenstein, the mummy, all of these outlandish, corrupt type of spirits. And the children will be wild, and their minds will be under such depravity of seduction. They will not be satisfied with a bowl of candy. Their hearts are filled with greed and lust, and they won't be satisfied. That is not Yahweh, my friends. You may reject what I say, but that is the truth. This spirit of lying divination, it is not from Yahweh. These liars that prophesy and say that it is all right, it is perfectly normal for your child, my friend. Do you hear me? Is it perfectly normal for your child to be aroused by something that is so grotesque in its appearance that we declare that that is a stimulation for a child? What a pervert of a psychiatrist or psychologist that would tell you these kinds of things. It is not so. Your children need the truth of Yahweh, and they need to walk in that power and that mighty strength of Almighty Yahweh. This nation is rebelling, and because it is rebelling against Yahweh's laws, his commandments, the feast days, Yahweh has given them that spirit of witchcraft. Because rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. You tell me that this nation will not be full of idolatry tomorrow? There will be such idolatry in the land that so many different kinds of gods and spirits. You will see costumes that are so hideous and vile and corrupt. You will wonder, where do these ideas come from? Well, they come from the depths of darkness. Satan speaking to his prophets and his apostles. Disobey Yahweh. And this idolatry, you will see it tomorrow in such a pagan way. In order to cause the fear of Yahweh, not the fear of Satan. We have no fear of the powers of hell, but we fear Yahweh, that we will not in any way wise participate or touch these unclean things. You don't touch the candy once it goes on sale, when they mark it down to nothing. You don't even eat that trash. It is sacrificed unto powers of darkness. And you ought not to eat that, my friends. You ought not to give that to your children. Because when you do, you open up their spirits unto these vile spirits that they have the lead and the command to enter in. And when we reject Yahweh, He is going to reject us as being kings and priests in His kingdom. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, our friends and listeners. We say tonight, as I sit here live in our radio studio, call. You that will call me tonight, I will send you a profound message of utterance and truth. It is entitled, The Declaration of the Name of Yahweh, that we must declare it. I want you to call me. You that are new listeners, whomever you are, you call me and leave your name, your address, and zip code. We will send you out these gifts from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You call me at area code 843-658-6222. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call, we will send you out these gifts. The message entitled, The Declaration of Yahweh's Name. As I sit here tonight, my mind ponders and it wonders about things as I have seen over the years as a preacher for some 25 years. I've seen many things transpire. And how many of these places that call themselves the tabernacle of Yahweh, they are simply ill-repute houses of prostitution. And they will say to the parents, we will have a gathering in the whorehouse, and we will have candies for the children, that they don't have to go out in case someone will fill the candy with some drugs or something of that nature. And they bring this trash into Yahweh's house, supposedly, the house of Yahweh. It is not Yahweh's house. It is a house that's given over unto idolatry and witchcraft. Yahweh is not even in the midst of that at all. He is not a part of that. He is not in their fellowship. He is not going to bless it. And for you to think that He is going to bless it, you are wrong. He will not be a part of their vile, insidious, corrupt ways. And the things that they do that deny the power of His authority. And you cannot, as even these lying prophets prophesy lies, by divination, they say that it's all right for us to bring the children into our fellowship hall. And we will set up a little activity for them. That is wrong. It is wicked, it is satanic, it is vile, it is unclean. Yahweh does not intend for you to do that. His house is not a house of thieves and vile, corrupt spirits. He does not intend for you to have that in His house. And any man that does that, anyone that calls themselves a preacher, and you do that, woe unto your soul. It is in rebelliousness against Yahweh. And I say to you, my friend, there is judgment that is coming, and there's a price to pay. I will not be a part of these enchantments, these divinations, these spirits of darkness. It is vile, it is insidious, it is not of Yahweh. He is not in the midst of it. It is not anything that produces any kind of enrichment of spiritual exhortation and knowledge of this great King that we serve, and His name is Yahweh. He wants us to know Him on a personal level, not some hybrid, generic, ecumenical terminology as God. He wants us to know Him as Yahweh. Among the Elohim, David said, there is none like you, Yahweh. None at all. And all of this divination, it is steeped in this Greek mythology, the serpent and dragon power that dwell in the midst of the nations, And Satan is causing the people with great love for this, and great love, how they wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh. And you that will participate in this, you are working with evil spirit. And what they are doing is drawing you away from truth. That is what they do, my friend. They draw you away from truth. We understand what witchcraft and all of these things are. Paul said to the saints of Galatians, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and lasciviousness, is filthy wantonness, is excess of lust. He said idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresy. Now these are the things that are manifestation of this flesh. Well, what is the flesh? It is enmity against Yahweh. It despises Him. And so this is the power of the flesh to rebel against Yahweh. And men will walk in this divination. They will walk in witchcraft, sedition, and emulation. You will find that on tomorrow as they make preparation tonight. They lay out their costumes and their gala of activities as they plan things in their minds. The sons and their daughters, they are hybrid. They can't sleep because they're waiting for this great manifestation and this fun time. You're offering them, my friend, unto the powers of darkness. You're giving their souls over unto Satan. I say to you, parents, woe unto your soul. I know that there are many that are listening tonight and that do hear this broadcast. I say unto you that defy the law of Yahweh, and to say that it is vain is for the truth. Woe unto your soul, for you must stand in judgment before the great King of Israel. And you will be judged according to all the things that you have done in your body, and you will pay the price. I warn you by the power of Yahweh's instruction. He does not want you to be a part of this divination, this observing of these spirits, that you bring about enchanting, you call on them. There will be plenty of music. And they will begin, and December began to play what they call Christmas music. And it caused that spirit to fill the hearts of people. And you that are out there in the world and participate in the activities of the world, it is almost impossible to free yourself from that. That is why Yahweh wants His people, He really does, to live together and to commune together in communities. And it is a beautiful life if the people were not so rebellious and resist the government and the laws of Yahweh. This is a corrupt nation and a corrupt heart that is in man, especially that fleshly heart. That's why we need the mind of Yahshua, my friend. How can you express love to your brothers and sisters when you can't even forbear them and live with them? You're selfish, you're greedy, it's all about you. And you do not care about the welfare of Yahweh's house. That is not good. The preachers live like kings in their fine edifice of homes and driving their cars of enormous prices, $50,000, $60,000 vehicles. That is an abomination unto Yahweh. Home $400,000 and $500,000. That is not the will of Yahweh. You have a kingdom here, and it doesn't consist of the kingdom of Yahweh. That is why you're so easily selling out for these things. I warn you, as a matter of Yahweh, that you that are saints, you that are on the fringe, do not open yourself up unto this vile thing that shall go forth on tomorrow. It is the high day of Satan. And that is why he comes forth in this false identity to scare you. No, that is not his real identity. And many will open up unto that. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners tonight. You that will call me tonight, and you may call now, I have for you a message that was preached in our tabernacle by Pastor Roberts, the declaration of Yahweh's name. It will bless your heart immensely. You call me, area code 843-658-6222. That telephone number is area code 843-658-6222. You may call now, and we will bless you with this gift. Leave your name, address, and zip code, and tell us how the frequency is coming in, and we will bless you. This is Pastor Roberts of the Voice of Victory broadcast. Sit down, my friends, you that are listening. Write me. Send a generous gift to support this radio broadcast. You write me. Address the letter to me. Pastor Roberts. 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You write me, send a gift. We do hope tonight that the broadcast was an inspiration to you. One night, Pastor Roberts will, Yahweh's will, I will come on and begin to express some of the things that Yahweh is doing with us here at Victory Community. It is simply a small group of us. At the height of this community life, there was 135 people lived here. And now we have a small group of about 80, 85 of us that gather and worship in Yahweh's name. There were other communities that we did at one time, had fellowship with. I do not believe that there's any disgruntledness against me from them, or I know for certain in my heart, it is not any in my heart against them. But we no longer have fellowship, but we are a group of saints that live in a community life, and we have a very beautiful community, our homes, our schools, our brethren and our sisters. It is a wonderful place to live, and we have a group of people that do delight in this fellowship. And they want to be here. There's no one that is compelled. There's no one here that came with an enormous amount of money, because not any of us had that. Yahweh took what we had. We amassed our little gifts and offerings together. And he blessed us with a wonderful place. We have a beautiful place, very immaculately cleaned, very stable, wonderful food that we grow, and we live in harmony, and we try to express the love of Yahweh one to another, and to be good neighbors to our community, and to live in peace with those around us. And I bless Yahweh for the life that he has given unto us here at Victory Community. And I bless him for that. I do. You that will love to come and visit us, write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. We will give you direction how you may come and express when you can come to be with us and have fellowship. Our services are open every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and also on the Shabbat every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. They are open. We ask you to dress modestly, daughters of Zion and men, and come prepared to worship Yahweh in spirit and in truth. That's every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We gather for midweek service for refreshing. And also on the Shabbat, 11 a.m., we gather in the tabernacle to worship, to glorify, and to bless Yahweh. We do delight in him tonight. We bless him for all things. We do thank him for the opportunity to come to you. Be encouraged tonight, my friends and listeners. We ask you to pray for us as we pray for you. Until we hear from you, and until Pastor Roberts is back here with you, We pray that Yahweh bless you in a mighty way, and may the shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. May He fill your heart with peace and understanding. Shalom from all the saints here at Victory Community. We say to you, shalom, in Yahshua's mighty name.